I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria's new president, Bola Tinubu, took office earlier this week. Africa's largest populated nation is deeply divided, with Muslim majority in the north and Christian majority to the south. Nigerian Christians are cautious to see how Tinubu will tackle the issues of Islamic extremism. Greg Kelly with World Mission says,
the Muslims, although primarily concentrated in the northern part, really control that country. They are in the most influential places, politically speaking. And so obviously it's scary. Christians are concerned because they feel like they've been living in a country that has essentially had zero accountability.
12 of Nigeria's 36 states have Sharia law, and blasphemy cases are used as a cudgel on minority Christians in those areas. There's also discussion of a national blasphemy law, so pray for believers' witness of the gospel in persecution. And have you ever heard of a socially acceptable addiction? Well, for many, it's the phone. They're constantly checking their email or social media. Others are hooked on coffee. Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says nicotine makes the list, too.
There's a different cultural thought behind it. You might not like the smell of it. You might think, hey, they smoke too much. But it's not like, oh, there's that person who's in the gutter drunk.
Approximately 50 million people in the U.S. are addicted to some kind of tobacco product. The Lighthouse offers residential faith-based addiction services, and they just added a smoking cessation program.
Everything starts with the Bible. We deal with what God has to say about this, how it affects our lives, and we talk about the heart issues behind it.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.